the Chafetz Chaim has a footnote here where he says that even though we mentioned that Maaser Ksafim, the tithe of one's money, should preferably go to those that are learning Torah in the time that they have, nonetheless, the impoverished come first. And he says that even though there's a Medrash that seems to say that the tithe was instituted primarily for those toiling in Torah, nonetheless, today, the tithe is our form of tzedakah. That's our form of charity. And when it comes to tzedakah, the Torah gave a right to the closer relative first. So that's why if his relatives are impoverished, they come first, even though they're not learning Torah. He says there's a point to look into. What would be if a person, his miser is really beyond what he can afford? So technically in such a situation, he doesn't have to give miser when it's beyond what he can afford. And sometimes a person's going to say, even though I don't have to, I want to. I want to get the mitzvah. That's why I'm doing it. So then he's not doing it because he's obligated to, because he has permission not to. It's beyond his means. So in such an instance, maybe a person's going to say, but I want to, being that I'm not really obligated, don't tell me who to give it to. I want to give it to this yeshiva. I want to give it to, so I have the merits of learning Torah. And there it's not clear, says the Chafetz Chaim, whether we would tell him, nobody, your relatives come first, they need your help, or we'd let him do what he wants, being that technically he's not obligated to do it, so maybe we don't have a right to tell him what to do with his money. Maybe the halacha doesn't get involved when a person says, I know I don't have to, I want to do it for my merits. So if you want to do it for your merits, maybe you could do whatever you want. Maybe there, the halacha doesn't have an opinion. If you're giving charity because you have to, because of the mitzvah, so then the halacha tells you, your relatives come first. I don't care if they learn it or not. Take care of your family first. But it could be that in an instance where you're not doing it because you're obligated to, there the halacha wouldn't have an opinion. The Chafetz Chaim continues and says, let's say a person's relatives are not poor. So now he's giving out the charity to other people. So he's giving it to other poor people. So as we described yesterday, if you have two people who are in the same financial situation and you have to choose between the two, so you might want to get more miles for your money and support someone who's doing more positive things with his time. As we discussed yesterday, you have a guy who, when you give him money, he'll watch his TV more calmly. And you have another guy that when you give him the charity, they're in the same financial situation. They both have an hour off every night. But this guy uses it to watch TV. And that guy uses it to do mitzvos, to learn Torah. So then you might as well get more mileage for your money and give that guy. That's a preference that we do have. Even though we try to help everyone. But if I only have so much money, so if I have to choose between two people, so then there is that preference. Kimashma b'midrash deikar ma'asor nitkan b'shvil achzik lamedei Torah. The Medrash seems to say that the essence of giving a tithe was really instituted to uphold those that are toiling in Torah. The Medrash Tanchuma says the following. The Torah commands us, aser te'aser, tithe you shall tithe. So the Medrash says, we can read it as a play on words. Aser, you give a tithe, b'shvil shetit asher, so that you will become wealthy. Aser, you give a tithe, b'shvil shelo titchaser, so that you won't lose out. Remez l'mafarshei yamim. This is an allusion to this, are those businessmen who go out overseas, she'afrishu echad ma'asara la'melei Torah, that they should take off their tithe. If you don't want to lose, you're in business, make sure you take a tithe for those that are toiling in Torah. So the Medrash certainly seems to indicate that the tithe is connected to those learning Torah. The verse seems to promise that in so doing, one will have blessing in his home. Kedichtiv, as the pasuk says, God says, you bring your tithe and watch how I will fill your houses with blessing. God says, you take care of my Kohanim, my Levites, my priests. You give them your tithe, and then they'll be able to educate, they'll be able to learn more calmly and teach more calmly. You take care of my house, so to speak, my servant. I'll take care of your house. In exchange for that, I'll give you blessing without limits. Our sages say that adjacent to supporting a Talmud Chacham, one sees blessing in his life. They seem to follow one after the other, as the Talmud says in Brachos. The Talmud also says when you give your gifts to the priest, give it to one who's learning Torah, give it to someone who's learning. And here again we have a footnote. The Chafetz Chaim says like this, V'inei ma'aseh mo'il la'ashir, kal v'chomer shelo yitchaser. Why does the Medrash have to tell us, give your tithe so you become wealthy? And then the Medrash says another sentence, give your tithe so you don't lose. Obviously, if it's going to make me wealthy, it's not. Isn't it obvious I won't lose? But he says it's known there are certain things that cause poverty. As the Talmud tells us, the Talmud says there are four causes for people's wealth to go down the chutes. The Talmud says there are four things that on a spiritual level they cause a person to lose his business. So that's why the Medrash says to us, that even if you did one of those things that spiritually should cause a person to lose his money, but if you have on the other side of the scale, you have that you fulfilled your mitzvah of tithing, that if you're an ordinary Joe and you gave your tithe, so then you get blessed for it. But let's say you're a guy who has one of those sins that the Talmud says well, these four things will cause poverty. So then that's why the Midrash had to add and say, tithe so you won't lose. That even though you did one of these things and a person deserves to lose by it, nonetheless, this will serve as a protector even against that. It doesn't only help you in profit, it also helps you if spiritually you deserve to lose what you've gained.